This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. Today we're talking with Southeast President Carlos Vargas. I spoke with him on the television program Focus on Southeast, and I asked him about Missouri Governor Mike Parson's proposed budget for fiscal year 2020 and its impact on Southeast Missouri State University's budget.
Well, the proposal that the governor made is one that leaves our appropriations flat, so at the same level as last year. And that's just a welcome news. There certainly is a case to be made for increasing funding for higher education, but we understand also that there are competing priorities for the governor, and you need to incorporate into it the projections for the revenue for the state and all that. So having said that, we're pleased with what the governor has recommended.
Mm-hmm. At staying at flat, what does that equate to for Southeast?
It's just over $44 million, what we receive from them. Now, our budget, that doesn't mean that our budget is automatically balanced. Our budget consists of two main sources. One is the appropriations from the state. The other one is the tuition we receive directly from the students. Mm-hmm. The appropriations at this point are flat compared to last year, but we are looking at possibly a drop in enrollment. So, and we've had a drop in over the last couple of years, few years, and so that really, you can equate that to a budget cut. And so we still need to adjust for that drop. That's why we are working so hard and making sure that we retain our students and that we are more effective in terms of recruitment of new students.
And I guess this is a proposed budget, so we don't know what the legislature will do and how they will react. So there's still a lot of question marks, I guess, around the budget.
That's absolutely true. And we're working, and we will be working closely with our legislators to try to make a case for what we see are important reasons to enhance the budget for higher education, and in particular for Southeast Missouri State University. It's a critical issue.
And it's an ongoing one. I know this is something you're probably always working on, sort of in the background. It's one of those things, meeting with legislators and constituents and talking to them about the things that are happening, what's going on at the university, just to make the case continually on why that funding is needed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is in some ways not very different from what businesses go through, and they're always looking at selling the product, and they don't know how much product they're going to sell. Yeah. So what's coming in is always a little bit of unclear. With us, it's not that different. We need to find out how many students are coming, and so we need to adjust depending on how many students come and how much money we receive from the state. So we're doing this every year. Mm-hmm. So you're right. We need to keep paying attention to it, and we need to continue to ensure that that our message is out there and that people understand and have a clear understanding as to why this is a good place for them to come to for a college degree.
We've been going public with Southeast President Carlos Vargas. You can hear more conversations at krcu.org.